How is your financial health? Dr. Don Grant, the money tracker with us this morning.
Turn your head and cough.
Good morning, sir.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. You know, the, moving into the third quarter of the year, American consumers, well, they face new complex financial challenges. Inflation worries are emerging again as consumers are confronting tariff-induced price increases on everything from auto parts to groceries. I experienced that yesterday when I went to the store. A new Yahoo Finance Marist poll shows a country out of step with their personal finances. Credit card balances have hit record highs. Student delinquencies climb, and many Americans still lack emergency savings. Unfortunately, the study indicates economic decline in many segments of the American public. Now, here are some key findings from the 2025 My Money survey. Almost half of Americans say that their income just about matches their expenses. About 30% say expenses exceed monthly income. About 40% say they would cut spending when expenses exceed income, and 26% would dip into savings. 45% describe the cost of living in their area as not very affordable or not affordable at all. 30% say their financial situation has deteriorated in the past year. Lower income and older Americans are hit the hardest. It's difficult to save when costs climb and income is either static or below spending levels. Earlier this year, about a third of Americans said that they were dissatisfied with the amount of money they have saved over the past year. Not much has changed in the third quarter. Only about 1 in 10 Americans feel completely secure with their financial cushion. American consumers are facing a general sense of economic uncertainty. History shows us that these cycles change, and it may take time, but economic conditions will eventually evolve and favor consumers. That's the good news. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Sabre Wealth. The number is 316-267-0600.
How many did you say their expenses are bigger than their income?
About 30% say that their expenses exceed monthly income.
How can you live like that? I can't
imagine. Well, they said some, 26% said they're going to dip into savings if they have it. And others, then another, like I said, 40% say that they would cut spending when expenses exceed income. So they're just going to have to find ways to tighten their belt.
Before that, I mean, good Lord.
Yeah.
People just don't have much common sense, do
you
they?
You know, I
shake my head. That's just ludicrous.
I went to the grocery store yesterday. I made some guacamole, you know, and I needed some chips.
Oh, well.
$5.99 for Doritos.
Yeah.
$5.99.
And it wasn't that long ago. It was less than half that.
It was like two bucks. Yeah. $2.50 maybe.
Not anymore.
I was floored. I pay attention to prices. That one snuck up on me.
Because there's tariffs on those potato chips.
Bro. Yeah, there must be. Well, I don't know.
Yeah, tariffs. They're made in Texas, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, they're probably made locally. Probably made here someplace.
There you go. All right. Today is VJ Day, stands for Victory Over Japan. This commemorating the shift in the World War II in favor of the Allies that spelled the end of the massive conflict. Shift, heck, the shift was over. My father and father-in-law served in the Pacific Theater in World War II. One was in the South Pacific and the other was in Alaska. So there you go. Yeah, I'm reading a really pretty good book right now. I didn't look for much. It's called Victory 45, The End of the War in 8 Surrenders. And it goes by how the surrenders went about and what happened.
Oh, wow.
I'm getting through Europe, and of course, the Field Marshal Montgomery, the English, that guy was instrumental in getting the Germans to come to the table. He was out there, and he did just what he was told, no condition, unconditional surrender. And Monty kept on him, and he got it. So
weren't there a couple of those signed on ships?
The ones in Japan was on the Missouri.
Yeah.
And I found out that when Eisenhower finally, when they signed the agreement in Rheims, France.
Right.
Eisenhower was in the next, he wasn't even in the room with them. He did not want to be in the room with those guys.
Really?
And he was not very,
well,
he had been to those camps recently and seen the death camps.
Oh, my goodness.
Ike was not in a good mood.
Well, the Japanese have become amazing allies.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
I lived in Japan when I was a kid for 2.5 years and just got to know the Japanese people, and they are just amazing.
They are.
I've been back, and it's a great country.
Yeah.
It really is.
Well, I'm just amazed that we've become such good friends over the years.
Yeah.
Hey, I got to understand the Wagon Masters Downtown Chili Cook-Off's coming off.
It's coming up.
Yeah, the 27th.
Yep.
And I'll tell you, one of my proudest accomplishments is being the potentate for that.
Yeah, you're a very impotent man.
I am so impotent.
I pull that one out every time he says he's a potentate. But
it's coming up, though.
It is. It is. 27th. We're looking forward to it. It's always a fun time. And I tell you, we've got a lot of great teams lined up, a lot of great fun things to do. And it's not just about chili. It's about a family day out, you know?
That was down there with at the perfect time of the year.
It is. It is.
I was down there with one of my grandsons and his friend years ago. They had a ball. I said,
Good. You're going to be down there again this year?
I hope so. If I can get around.
You get to wear your I'm impotent
jacket? I don't have one.
You didn't get to keep anything, did you?
It's one of those things. It's really the remuneration of one can of beer is not a whole lot for doing that.
That's because that's all you wanted. We would have given you two or three or five.
And as I said, September the 2nd, it was on this date in 1935, likely the most violent hurricane ever to strike the United States. The infamous Labor Day hurricane roared through the Florida Keys. This is 1935, with sustained winds around 200 miles per hour. The hurricane produced a 15-foot storm surge, waves around 30 feet high, killed 408 people, and caused around $6 million in damage. And that was 1935. The big Key West.
Yeah, if you're in the Keys, there's not much to stop
nothing
any of
there.
That. Nope, it's just except hitting ocean. You directly.
On this date 30 years ago, 1995, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame opened with a benefit concert featuring James Brown, Johnny Cash, Bob Dylan, and Aretha Franklin. Pretty good lineup.
In Cleveland, Ohio.
Yeah. To open up the Rock and Roll Museum. A Connecticut man. I already talked about the Croc King, didn't I? Let's see here. What have we got?
No, tell me. You didn't. Did you tell? Okay.
Yeah, I did. You hadn't showed up just yet. Anyway, he set another record, Guinness World Record. Doogie Sand Tiger.
Yeah.
He has 3,569 pairs of Crocs.
Mm-hmm.
Where would you keep them? These are rubbery shoes, right? I don't know that I have any of those.
I can't wear them.
I have some garden shoes.
He has a big wagon out back.
Yeah.
Okay. An Idaho man took 96 hits to the face with wet sponges in a single minute, recapturing an unusual Guinness World Records title in the process. David Record Breaker Rush and frequent collaborator Jonathan Hollywood Hannon previously held the record for the most wet sponges thrown in 1 minute, team of two, with a total of 92. But they were later beaten by another team, which that team managed 93. Now they're back on top with 96 hitting each other in the face with sponges in 1 minute's time.
All right, Ted.
Good contest for everything. Yeah.
Here's the question you have to ask yourself when you hear about that particular world record.
Mm-hmm.
What is the Batman noise that would make?
Would it just be splat?
Would be my first guess.
Whumph, maybe?
Splat.
And you know, we do a story on these two nitwits about once every 3 or 4 days.
Yeah, they're always doing something.
Tune in for Thursday or Friday. We'll have another world record broken by this dude in Hollywood.
Yeah, the dude. Yeah. David Record Breaker Rush.
Mm-hmm.
That's his self-proclaimed nickname. All right, Ted, this is going to be a busy week. Going to be kind of short. There's only 4 days for us to work this week. Oh, that's too bad.